Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. So glad to have you with me today. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. We are again in a year in the Word. It is so important that we be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. We have so many questions about our purpose. Why are we here? Why are these things happening in the earth? What are these signs meaning? And all of those answers are in the Word of God. In His Word, there is life. In His Word is peace. In His Word is joy. In His Word is health. In the Word is strength. And in the Word is the salvation of man. And the duty of man is written in the Word of God. Thank you so much for being with me for this journey through a year in the Word. It has been an absolute joy so far, and we're almost finishing up January, and we have another 11 months to go as we're in a year in the Word. Amen. Today we're reading from Psalms, and we're reading Psalms chapters 9 through 11. And I am still reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Psalms chapter 9 through 11 from the New King James Version. I hope you have your Bibles ready so that you can follow along with me. If you don't, please take a listen, take notes. Amen. Because there's going to be some things most definitely that you'll want to go back and take a look at. You'll want to go back in your prayer time and pray about and ponder and begin to ask the Lord about these things. But at this, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, O God, for another day. Today's journey. Oh God, we give you glory. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us breath in our bodies, giving us soundness of mind, enabling us to be able to read your word and comprehend what it's saying, Lord God, by your spirit. Illuminate your word before us, even right now. Shine a light on us and on it, Lord God, that we might understand what it is that the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to the nations, even right now, and to us as individuals. Move, oh God, every obstacle out of the way, and destroy every yoke of the enemy that has come against us, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You're the one who provides for us, the one who sees us, and we give you glory today. You are our Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord who heals each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing, Lord God, that you have performed in us, that you're doing even right now. We give glory to you for the breakthroughs that are going forth in the midst of the atmosphere. We thank you, God, for miracles, oh, Lord God, that are rolling out for each and every one of us. We give glory to the God of our salvation, our Creator, our Lord, our Savior, our Keeper. We give you glory, oh God, and we thank you for another day in the year in the Word. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're reading, and you are hearing from Psalms, chapters 9 through 11. We're coming from the New King James Version of the Word. I know from time to time you do hear me pause. I actually have the reading of the Word pulled up on a computer, and you hear the pause when I'm actually pulling up the chapters, because, of course, the pages do end. So please bear with me even when we encounter the pauses. Amen. Still reading. Amen. Psalms chapter 9 through 11. And my Bible says prayer and thanksgiving for the Lord's righteous judgments. Psalms 9 through 11. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence, for you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. O enemy, destructions are finished forever, and you have destroyed cities. Even their memory has perished, but the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. When he avenges blood, he remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the humble. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble and those who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may tell of your praise. In the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk down to the pit which they made. In the net which they hid, their own foot is caught. The Lord is known by the judgments he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell in all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord. Do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be put. May know themselves to be but men. Why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in their plots which they have devised. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire. He blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. His ways are always prospering. Your judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he snares at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved. I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is trouble and iniquity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places, he murders the innocent. His eyes are on the helpless. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He catches the poor when he draws him into his net. So he crouches. He lies low that the helpless may fall by his strength. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He hides his face. He will never see. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. Why do the wicked renounce God? He has said in his heart, you will not require an account. But you have seen, for you observe trouble and grief, to repay it by your hand. The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations have perished out of his hand. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear, to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more. In the Lord I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as the bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string, that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. And the foundations are destroyed. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain coals, fire and brimstone and a burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. I have read and you have heard from Psalms chapters 9 through 11 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify his truth in our hearts. God bless you. God anoint you. Continue to read, continue to pray, and continue to stay with me on this journey as we go through a year in the word. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you. Amen.